Hello and welcome to another episode of Hashtag Women in Tech, where we are highlighting female SaaS founders. And today I am joined by Maral Eric, who is the co-founder of Hello Shava, as well as the founder of Doer Society. So Maral, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you being able to join. I know we were trying to coordinate schedules and whatnot, so I definitely appreciate you taking that time to hop on with us. So what we're going to do today is kind of talk a little bit about your journey and how Hello Shava came to fruition. And then we'll get a little bit into some of the weeds of some of the things that you guys are tracking now versus when you first started. Okay. All right, cool. So go ahead. I'll turn it over to you.
Cool. So I guess first I'll just talk a little bit about my journey into tech and how Hello Shava even came about. So My journey into tech is kind of a fun one because it was absolutely not a straight path. I started my entrepreneurial endeavors when I was a little girl. I always love talking about my dog walking business when I was 8 years old. That's when I really started getting into the whole entrepreneurial scene. And fast forward a decade, and when I was at UCLA, I co-founded an events and ticketing company. So totally kind of removed from tech, but always this theme of entrepreneurship. And though that ticketing company didn't go too far, the lessons I learned really did. And by the end of my junior year, I decided to shut that company down. Mm-hmm. And I was more determined than ever to find my way into the startup scene. And obviously, that's primarily the tech startup scene. So I started reaching out to a bunch of founders and CEOs in the LA area, just offering to help them with anything from product to business development, to growth and partnerships, to coffee delivery. And I was ignored by literally hundreds of founders and CEOs until finally one day I sent out a cold LinkedIn in-mail request to actually the CEO of one of Mark Cuban's tech startups called Dust Messaging. And he messaged me back and was like, come in, I wanna talk to you. So yeah, fast forward from there, and I spent the next year working at Dust, where I really learned lessons about building companies that I could have never learned in a classroom. And that was the year that I really fell in love with tech. And I realized that technology is just an amazing place for people who really want to build and shape the future. I was just amazed how literally one human being, they can build something that impacts like hundreds and thousands and millions and hundreds of millions and even billions of lives. Like, I was fascinated, so I was hooked, and I knew that tech was going to be my future. So throughout that year of at Dust, like, in addition to making sure that I was working, learning everything that I could about tech and the LA tech scene, I was also networking as much as I possibly could, because obviously entrepreneurship is a lot of it's a relationship game, you know, like
everything. Absolutely.
A team to like raising money to just literally every aspect of it involves relationships. So I was doing a ton of networking, and that's the year that I actually met Zach Choi, who's now one of my co-founders. He told me he had a co-founder who he was currently working with named Leonard, who's our other co-founder, and they were already ideating and still trying to like come up with what they were going to build together. And I met them, heard their vision for like early Hello Shava, and I fell in love with it, and I was like, I want in. So yeah, that was kind of how I got to where I am today, and I couldn't be more thankful. And yeah, I moved from LA to the Bay Area, so now I'm in the Silicon Valley tech scene, but that's kind of my path there.
Wow. I mean, it's definitely, so you definitely sound like a woman that's a go-getter, like, and no is not an option.
No is not an option. And I really think to be an entrepreneur, like, you have to have that hustle and that hunger.
Yep.
There's no other way, so definitely.
Absolutely. And the fact that you even had the experience with Mark Cuban's company, I think that definitely underscores just persistence. I mean, like you said, you heard crickets or even just no's continuously, but just that persistence, and then to bring you to where you are now with Hello Shava. That's just, that's amazing. That's amazing.
I appreciate it. And yeah, I mean, persistence is so important, because it's funny, like, I feel like we have an idea of, oh, once I get here, I'll be great. And once I get here, I'll be happy. But always at the next level, there's something else. And it's like, even when you're building a startup, and like I mentioned, you have to get a team together and find people who will follow your vision. When you get a lot of amazing people saying maybe they don't want to be on your team, that could be discouraging. Or when you're raising money, naturally in that process, there are also a lot of no's. Like, you have to constantly be able to get past the no's. And I think the best entrepreneurs actually thrive in those no's and learn from them and adjust their pitch and adjust what they're doing and just keep moving forward, forward, forward. And then it's great. So,
right. Yeah. No, absolutely. And so just to kind of touch, to give our viewers an understanding of what Hello Shava is, can we kind of just give a background of what the application is used for and who your best type of customers or users are?
Yeah. So Hello Shava is AI powered business text messaging. So essentially why we built Hello Shava was because we just realized that text messaging is the new center of commerce, which is really exciting. And in addition to that, we're in an age of automation where amazing technology like AI is now available to the general population, meaning that we have the ability to take really powerful technology and gracefully present it to the average person and make their lives and businesses better. So with Hello Shava specifically, we are targeting who we call agents. So basically anyone from like real estate agents to sales agents to personal trainers, just people who manage their own clients. And we're able to give them a Hello Shava phone number, or if they want to port their own phone number to Hello Shava, we can do that as well. And basically, we give them a smart business phone number, which can automate repetitive menial tasks, which include things like scheduling, booking, lead qualification, text message marketing, and we really just help speed up their day-to-day client management interactions.
Wow, so you guys really are taking businesses to the next level. Like, really, with the text messaging capabilities.
Definitely. And we really think the coolest part of it is we're able to, like, superpower the individual. Like, what typically, because as especially as someone who is, like, a relationship sales professional, like, trust and a good relationship is necessary to make this sale. It's not like buying a t-shirt online. It's like, if you're going to buy a house from me, you need to know who I am. You need to trust me. But especially when there's only one of me, it's really hard to scale out those client interactions. Like, when I'm in a meeting, I can't answer like 10 text messages, and then I might lose clients as a result. So we're really like amplifying people's capabilities and helping them get more business as a result, and also like helping them get some of their time back as a result. So it's really a win-win.
Absolutely. And so can you talk a little bit about where Hello Shava came from as far as your user base? So, you know, you guys went into beta. Have you fully gotten out of beta and you've launched a full, you know, Hello Shava's up and running as a full service product? Just a little bit about your users from when you started to where you are now.
Yeah, so we went into beta last September and we did a public release in January. That said, it's still like we haven't done like a huge public launch yet, so stay tuned.
All right.
Little nuance there, so some exciting things are coming. But yeah, we've really been successful in the beauty and body industries to date. Like, in our beta, we really found that a lot of beauticians loved our product, a lot of hairstylists, massage therapists, people like that. And we also, as we did our public release, we started getting a lot of inbound demand from people like who I was mentioning, like real estate agents and other sales agents and professionals in verticals like that. So it's really kind of exciting to see like who the value props are resonating with and who's loving and using our product. So definitely as time goes on, we have some exciting announcements and we're moving into some exciting new markets. So
that's awesome.
It's all good. I'm really excited.
I know. It sounds like it. And as far as your trend month over month, or in this case, eventually your annual recurring revenue, are you seeing it flatline right now, given that, you know, you guys had a mini, let's say, public release in January, and you're still, you know, moving forward to get to the full-on public launch? Are you finding your MRR is stagnant, or are you finding it's growing, you know, quarter over quarter?
So we're still early in market development, but we are really pushing on growing our install base while also fine-tuning, like, packaging and pricing. So we are still pretty early, but we do have really good conversion rates on thousands of users for now. So for where we are, I would say things are going pretty well.
Awesome, awesome. And of course, like you said, there's some exciting things to come. So we'll definitely put that link down below to sign up for Hello Shava to also give it a trial, give it a go. Okay, so let's kind of transition a little bit into, we talked a little bit about Hello Shava. We talked about your journey as a woman in tech. As far as the Doer Society, now I hear that that's a passion project. You want to give us a little bit of insights on the Doer Society?
Yeah, so Doer Society is a community of female founders who share, learn, and grow together. I really believe in the power of both mentorship and advocacy, and I think it's so important for anybody, and especially for female founders, to have a community. And I really dream of building the place, and I like to think that I'm building it now, where a female founder or an aspiring female founder can go and ask any type of question, from like, how do I incorporate, to like, what is fundraising, to like what style of fundraising should I do, to like, I'm having a terrible day at work today, to like, I feel like I have imposter syndrome, like all of those things that each female founder individually is going through. Like, I dream of building the place where we can all come together and support each other, both personally and professionally. So yeah, I started Doer Society as a passion project. It still is a passion project, but who knows, it might become a full-blown company someday. But as of now, the main pieces of Doer Society are, we have an online community, which includes a Facebook group, and we have a newsletter, and we also regularly partner with some awesome conferences to give women some awesome opportunities. Like, just as an example, earlier this year, we partnered with Startup Grind. We brought 55 female founders to the Startup Grind Global Conference and had the largest women's meetup there. The Startup Grind Europe Conference, and we have a lot of exciting like conference partnerships coming. So I think that's just another awesome way to get women to meet offline while also having them come together and hang out at a really like high value, awesome place. Like, conferences are worlds of opportunity where the speakers are everyone from like other amazing entrepreneurs to investors to potential partners. So yeah, I could ramble all day about Doer Society, sorry, but
no, it's
fine. It's a place of opportunity and support.
Yeah, no, and I think, and I'm a member of Doer Society as well, and I think just the conversations that we have, like you said, it's real. It's what's going on in our lives as female founders, as women in tech, and it's like, hey, can we just vent for a little bit? Or like you said, this is going on in my business. Is this really the right way? Have you guys seen this before? It definitely is one that lends itself to not only good mentors and mentorship opportunities, but also just getting advice that sometimes as women, only we tend to have that lens to experience. So I definitely am appreciative of you for even starting Doer Society. And I'll say that for myself, I've benefited just by nature of seeing the women in all phases of their journey in growing a business. So thank you.
Thank you. I'm so happy to hear that. Yeah. And it's like, it's just always amazing to see women at different stages in their careers, even going through the same thing. Constantly also like humanizes the experience of being a female founder, just showing that like it's kind of like, if you can see it, you can be it kind of thing, and seeing that even like a woman who might be like many years and many steps ahead isn't really that different than you. She's just at a different phase in her journey, and I found that to be so empowering, because anytime I get in a state of self-doubt, I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing, I feel like I suck at this and that, I'm like, oh no, I'm wonderful, I'm great, these are normal feelings, I'm just having this type of day. So
Yes, no, definitely. And do you find, I mean, even with Doer Society and just your network in general, as a female, are you finding that, like, for instance, fundraising or just trying to talk to other potential investors, do you find that more challenging? Or do you think that you have the network of support enough to be able to see strides in moving forward when trying to, you know, interact, whether it's from a predominantly male, because we know the tech space is predominantly male, especially in startup. So do you find as a female co-founder for Hello Shava that that's somewhat of a challenge, or are you finding ways to kind of overcome that?
I don't think anyone could argue that women have a disadvantage in Silicon Valley and in tech in general. Like, absolutely women are at a disadvantage, but what I can say is that with enough hustle and persistence and advocates, we'll be just fine. So for me personally, like, I when it comes to things like fundraising, I mean, I'm also at an advantage because I have two male co-founders who are like a decade and a half older than me and have been extremely successful. So like a lot of ins are also through them, and I'm blessed with an amazing network and with them as advocates. So I haven't personally experienced it as much, but I do want to also acknowledge that I'm really lucky in that sense. And I'm really privileged with those advocates and the network that I do have, which is also another reason that I'm building Doer Society to share it. And you know, I would say for all women, like, even if it's inevitably a little harder, like at the end of the day, there are also just as many people, I would actually say just as many, like Silicon Valley is changing right now. A lot of people who want to help you and want to see you win and want to advocate for you. So don't get discouraged by, you know, if you had a bad experience here and there. If you keep on persisting and keep on meeting a good network of people and good partners and good advocates, like, you will be fine. So even if it's harder, it's possible and you can do it.
Go ahead. Like I said, you don't take no for an answer. So it's definitely something to keep pushing. No, thank you, Maral. I appreciate it. And so as far as your future, so highlight future a little bit of, I know we kind of hinted at it. There's some things to come. So we're coming at the end of, or coming towards Q4, and then going into Q1 of next year. Do you see, as far as, projection of where Hello Shava is going, I guess kind of what is some of your, and you know, of course, if there's things you want to keep under wraps, totally get it. But what's some of the things that you see Hello Shava doing for the next coming quarters, couple quarters?
Definitely. So I really just see us up leveling. We have some really exciting product announcements that we're going to make that are really going to even enhance our existing experience and make the product even more delightful and useful for our users. Well, I wouldn't say more useful, but just more delightful. Like, there's really a lot more that probably stuff that people couldn't even imagine was possible that we're going to be launching, which is really exciting for me. And we're also just going to be getting it out more to more different people with some of the new stuff that we're launching, even more use cases, which a lot of our users are already like, I run my business on this thing. This is already doing everything for me. So it's exciting. Just up leveling. So yeah, stay tuned, because at the end of this year, beginning of next year, there's a lot of exciting things coming, and I'm really excited to share it. So
yeah, definitely. Sounds like a good email marketing campaign's coming up here shortly.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So we touched a little bit about what's to come with Hello Shava, a little bit on Doer Society. I kind of want to leave the viewers with, especially the women, young women coming up in tech, maybe the more seasoned women that's already in tech and just need a little bit of a boost. What are some of the resources that you look to not only to keep yourself uplifted, if you will, as a woman in tech, but just that camaraderie and that collaboration? What are the type of some of the resources that we can maybe leave with some of our viewers that they can also tune or tie into that you would recommend?
Yeah, so number one is just people. So I'm a really big, really big believer in mentorship. I would say if you can surround yourself with advocates and mentors, even a supportive group of peers who are like-minded, that really goes a long way. So as far as like a practical resource, you really could join Doer Society for this, because this is like a place where you can find them. Because especially if you're like in the middle of the country or something, and there's not like female founders everywhere the way there is in Silicon Valley, it can feel difficult. So that's why I'm trying to make that available online. But one of the most uplifting things is really seeing people who see you for you and who see what you see in yourself and really believe in you and push you. So that's really been a lot of why I've gotten to where I am, because along my journey I've been so lucky, like just finding a couple of people who really see me for everything that I see in myself and even more, and just push me. So I would say find a community, and Doer Society, like, really honestly could be that community for you.
Absolutely.
And also feel free to reach out to me, because I think people are the main resource. And aside from that, I mean, keep up to date, like, online with what's happening in the tech world and what's happening in the Silicon Valley ecosystem, like for women in tech. Some of it is discouraging though, which is why also I would say just find those mentors and those advocates. And also different, like there are a lot of like awesome like camps and boot camps. Like if coding boot camp is something you would want to do, I would recommend looking into that and different organizations just for girls in tech and women in tech. Like those are always great places because, again, I think the best thing you get out of them is the relationships and the people, and you carry those friendships and relationships with you throughout your journey. So you always have kind of like a group of people to talk to and to support you. So all goes back to the people.
Exactly. People and the relationships, you're absolutely right. And like you said, just continually building that network. And not necessarily to always withdraw from that network, because you also have to deposit to that network, but definitely to, yeah, exactly. But definitely to have that network and that value. And it's a two-way street. So I couldn't agree more with what you just said. I definitely think that that's important to have those relationships and continue to foster that, the human side of who we are, and not always let tech be the wedge.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's funny because one of the original catalysts for why I built Doer Society was because I was working like 18-hour days all by myself. And I was like, where are my friends? Like, how do I even make new friends when I'm sitting here like this? And then I was like, I bet my new best friends in my adult life would be other people who are sitting in isolation for 18 hours. Like, how the heck do I find them? And that was another reason too. Like, I genuinely want to be friends with people who get it and get me. So yeah, you just gotta be creative of how do I find those people? Like, how do I find my tribe?
Absolutely. Well, Maral, I want to say thank you for joining us today. I definitely got a lot out of what you said, and I will say we'll get the links down for Hello Shava as well as Doer Society and to connect with you. And I just want to again say thank you very much for joining us for hashtag Women in Tech, and we look forward to seeing Hello Shava's growth. Yay!
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. And yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for doing this awesome interview series.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye.